Welcome to the I Love Running podcast. I'm Stefan.
And I'm Jenna.
From Lungile Health. Welcome to episode 8 of the I Love Running podcast. Today we're going to chat a bit about trail running and sort of the basics of trail running and how to get into trail running. And just a few things that to look out for, what kind of gear to get, all that kind of thing. In essence, you know, trail running is a different kind of discipline. So it would be like mountain biking compared to road cycling. Okay, so it's very different. Even though they are sort of the same things, you need to be aware of a few different aspects of it. And obviously the kinds of people that do it are sometimes different. And as I'm sure you're aware, trail running is just about everywhere nowadays. Everywhere you look, it's the newest trend or the newest thing around. You got to sort of have a look at it if you are a runner and maybe try it out. It is an amazing kind of sport. And one of the reasons many people are scared of trail running or wary of trail running is because of the injury factor. Just know for myself though, often people think that trail running and running in the mountain, running in the bush or whatever, does lead to more injuries. But I must say, for trail running for me, I've been trail running for about 6 or 7 years now, and specifically from trail running, I've only injured myself twice, which is a very low incidence if you think about it. I mean, lots of road runners, I've been injured from road running too, so. It's not necessarily always, it is seen as a more dangerous sport, but if you just look out for a few things, it is actually very, very good for you. And it does take a while to adapt and to get used to the trail, but you should, after the first few runs in the trail, you should feel quite comfortable. And some people actually think that trail running is better for you. I also actually sometimes tend to agree with this. You know, with the longer events like, your comrades or ultra marathons on the road, overuse injuries are often a problem and on the rise. And, you know, you always hear about someone that does long distance that they complain about ITB or shin splints or something like that. So the difference between road running and trail running is that the trail is unpredictable and it can be quite treacherous. What the trail does is it changes the whole time. So essentially your movements are changing and you are moving around the whole time and your terrain is changing all the time. So if you're running in the bush and you're going up a mountain, I mean, at the bottom you'll start off, it might be soft sand, and as you go up and up and up, there might be rocks and you might need to slow down and climb a bit. So the whole thing is different all the time. And trail running is obviously less jarring on the joints. The softer ground and less pavement can explain that benefit. And each time you strike on the floor, obviously there's less impact than would be on the road. So there's less cumulative wear and tear training on the trail, and there's more joint conservative when compared to running on the road. This benefit is definitely universal in that it is from the novice walker to your high-end athletes. And we all definitely need to take our joints into consideration. You don't want to end up not being able to run or having to have some kind of replacement or, have to take it easy. You want to be careful of your joints and really take good care of them. Also, there is a change in biomechanics. The varied stride length, hopping, jumping, and all the turns mean that different muscles get a chance to work. Overuse injuries are therefore less likely to happen because the whole body's strength is more probable while trail running. Your ankle stability increases, your lateral support structures around the knees get stronger, and there's also an improvement in the strength and endurance of your core muscles because you're moving around the whole time and you have to brace yourself. Trail running and walking show large improvements in strength, which can also help with your road running. So any strength gains can definitely help with your road running. It doesn't have to be one or the other. They can both complement each other. And an obvious one is that trail running has great scenery, and you're going to be outdoors in nature, and it can serve the purpose of just getting away from everything, getting away from cars, getting away from people, getting away from, time and everyone timing you and everyone comparing times. It's rather just your time out in the open, you know. You're not racing anyone, and that's the one cool thing about trail running. It's not necessarily about split seconds that you improved. It's more about the experience, and if you can improve, and if you find that one hill you are getting better at, it means you're improving your strength rather than, you know, knowing exactly, okay, I beat it by 0.3 splits this time, or whatever the case is. Okay, so what should you look out for when you first start trail running? So one of the big things is that when people, like I said, first start out trail running, they are quite nervous, and they are you know scared of twisting an ankle, which is understandable. So the first thing to do really is to take it slow. So don't go race off. One of the big things with our trail group is we always tell people if they are new to trail running is start off slow, you know. We split into a couple of different groups, and generally people will likely go to the group which they think they can handle on the road, but trail running is very different to road running. So you should always start off a bit slower and get used to the trail, and you will enjoy it more. Because if you have to go blister trail the first time, you're probably not going to enjoy it. You're going to probably want to die. Because it is just different. You get used to it very quickly, but it's just different. So it's the same with anything. I mean, if I had to go swim 200 meters, I'd probably drown. But, you know, that's a different thing altogether, because I'm not used to that. Okay, and then one of the things is keep your eyes on the trail, because that is one of the hardest things to do. Because when you first trail running, you're trying to take in nature, you're trying to take in all the beauty, and you're not watching the trail, and that's obviously when you can fall and hurt yourself or twist an ankle. So eventually you will get better and better at your peripheral vision, and you know, you can see branches, and you don't necessarily have to look down at the trail. But like I said, start off slow and keep your eyes on the trail, and if you are running slower than you would normally, that helps, because then you can pay more attention to where you are running. And I would say look at about a meter in front of you. It depends, again, if you're running in the day or in the night, but generally just look at about a meter area in front of you. And then obviously if it is you can see that the path is really, really flat and no roots or anything, then you can have a look around. But I've done it many a time when I'm running and I'm not paying attention to the path, and then you trip over a branch and then you fall and you feel like a bit of an idiot. But I mean, it's not gonna be the end of the world if you fall. I mean, that's the whole point of sport. You might get a bit injured every once in a while, but I mean, it's all part of it. And with going slow and watching the trail, don't compare yourself to other people or compare yourself to roadrunners, you know, because when you're roadrunning, the surface is flat and you can run up all the hills, or you know, walk fast up all the hills, and a lot of top trail runners also walk up hills, because it's just really too steep, and it's less efficient to try and run up the hill than actually to walk up the hill. So one of the tips that you can use when walking up a hill is to use your whole body rather than just using your legs. So if you are walking up a hill, you can put your hands on your knees, and then as you're stepping on off that leg, or while you're stepping on that leg, you take your hands and push down on your quad to help you straighten your legs. So then instead of just using your legs, you are actually using your whole body, which puts less strain on your legs. So if you are tired, it's a nice easy way to, you know, get up a hill, and rather take small short steps rather than trying to take big long steps up a hill, because that's going to be conserving energy, and you're going to be more efficient in going up the hill. So again, with trail running, you will need a little bit, or you do need different gear to road running. And the gear, how it differs is, so we'll start with, like I mentioned, your headlamp. So definitely a staple in every trail runner's bag should be a good headlamp. You can go to different shops. One of the best places to go is Cape Union Mart, because they let you try on all the different models. So you can try out what's comfortable for you and see what feels the best. Obviously, a lot of the other shops are still in the boxes, so you can't really have a look. But you must just get something with high lumens and that feels comfortable for you. And the price ranges quite drastically. So if you are new to trail running, I wouldn't say go out and get the top of the range thing. There are a lot of headlamps available, so you can just get a entry level headlamp, and then just look at comfort, and then try and get the brightest possible one, and maybe an adjustable one, which is also nice, or one that has different settings. So not it has the flood setting and then the focus setting. So you can use it for different options. And then as you go up the range, obviously they can do different things, but the LED lens, they're really good, have a lot of power, and some of them are quite bulky, more for hiking, but they are coming out with nicer, smaller lamps or headlamps that are really trail running specific, which is awesome. And then the major difference between road running and trail running is the shoes. Okay, so what is the difference between the shoes? Okay, so you get sort of a couple of different things. You get hybrid trail running shoes, and hybrid models are mainly to combine both the benefits of road running and added durability and protection for the trail. Generally, these are quite lightweight, sort of like road shoes, but with a bit of a wider tread, and on the soles it's a bit more supportive. And the hybrid model is a door to trail shoe, so you're gonna essentially be running from your house or from your work or whatever on the road for a while, and then you're gonna be hitting the trail, and then on your way back you will be on the road again. So again, it just depends on what you're gonna do. You don't have to go for super specific trail shoe. There are options out there, and I would say these are also pretty good for first time trail runners, because you can use them for both. It's not like some of the Salomon, the high end stuff, all the top of the range very specific trail shoes, you can't really use them on the road at all, because it will just mess up the shoes or mess up the tread and the grip. And then you've got your conventional trail running shoes, or your very specific trail shoes. And these obviously offer a lot more reinforcement depending on the terrain. So these will have tough outer soles with wide tread. And then the waterproof technology is very important, because if you are doing specifically trail stuff, you want the drainage or the aeration to be really good, so that your shoes don't hold onto water and they dry out quickly, so that you're not lugging heavy shoes around after you've run through a river. Because that's one of the worst things is, especially when you're tired, you run through a river and now you've got a hill to climb, and now your shoes are heavy. And even though it's probably not such a big difference, mentally it makes a huge difference when you think, oh my gosh, I've got to carry these shoes up the hill. In the past, these shoes were quite a bit heavier and a bit less comfortable, but now with the new technologies and all the other shoe companies basically having trail ranges, they have come a long way, and the trail shoes are pretty much the same weight as the normal shoes, I mean, if not lighter, some of them, and they've just got amazing amounts of technology in them. So just shop around for these, and just go have a look and try on all the different brands. You've got all your brands like Asics are coming out with new trail shoes, and you've got Saucony. All the running or road running brands are also coming out with trail shoes. And then you've got your more trail specific guys like Salomon, who basically only do trail stuff, and Merrell. And then you've also got your Adidas and your Nike and all of New Balance and all the bigger brands also coming out with trail shoes. So all of them have their pros and cons, but you just need to find one that works for you. Okay, and the conventional trail shoes are generally for someone that is going to use them only for trail and maybe a bit more experienced on the trail. But I mean, don't sell yourself short. You can get them. You don't have to be this elite trail runner just to get trail specific shoes. But it does make a huge difference if you have trail shoes and if you don't have trail shoes. And then obviously there's the minimalist shoes. You know, as we've mentioned before in the past, Jenna did a podcast with Ryan from Sports Zone. You know, there are all the different minimalist shoes, and again, it depends on your preference. Yeah, if you are looking for a minimalist shoe, but all the brands now have a minimalist trail shoe. So again, just be careful. You know, you need to transition into these kinds of shoes if you are going to try them, and because it does change your biomechanics and all of that. So again, just speak to someone in the know. Don't just go buy them because they look cool, because this one thing can really lead to injury if you don't do it properly, or if you don't speak to someone that knows best. The apparel, a lot of stuff to look out for, with regards to stuff for your head and for your face. Obviously, the main thing to look out for are quick drying peaks and caps. You can get the drop down neck flaps, which are quite steamy, but you know, just a normal peak cap is fine. But like if you're doing like desert races or something, you need something to protect your neck. And like I mentioned, buffs are quite a unique range, because it can do so much. You know, it can double up as a scarf or all of that, a balaclava. Yeah, and then if you are running in really, really cold conditions, a beanie is essential. Gloves, more and more people are wearing gloves, not just because of the cold, but also because if you fall, you know, it protects your hands. But again, that's personal preference. I'm not a big fan of gloves just because I feel it restricts my hands. But again, if it is really cold, gloves are a good idea. You know, a good pair of sunglasses is always a good idea, especially if you're going on longer trail runs, because you will be out there for quite a while. And then UV or polarized lenses, those can help with filtering the light. GPS, a watch or GPS, especially if you're going on longer trail runs, is a must, because you need to know where you're going. And these days with the technology out there, I mean, there are some phenomenal watches. Some of them are quite expensive, but you can get away with a good GPS watch, you know, for like around about $1,000, $1,500. And some of them go up to $7,500, $10,000, for your top of the range stuff. But those are amazing. And, I mean, not everyone needs those, but a good GPS watch is essential if you are doing, you know, races where there are checkpoints and you need to get to a certain place, or if you're running on your own a lot, it's always a good idea because you can get back to your start point. And then hydration packs also, I mean, if you are doing anything a bit longer and you know you're not gonna be near home, or you know, near an accessible water point, a hydration pack is good. And then you can also keep food and a cell phone and whatever in there, and maybe a jacket, in case you do get cold, or if the weather changes quite drastically. But also, again, a good idea to keep a hydration pack if you're doing something longer. I mean, if you're doing a short run, it's not advisable, but if you are doing something longer, it's a good idea to do that. So what do you do now if you're quite keen to get into trail running? What I'd suggest, first of all, is go try out a trail. There are a lot of groups around in Durban. There's a few groups around. You can come run with us at Lungile Trails every Thursday at one of three locations. Nice big group, anywhere from 40 to about 70, 80 people. We run through winter, and nice and friendly, and they're different groups. So just if you are in other areas, there are loads of groups all over the place. Just Google it and or just ask a runner. I mean, they'll probably know of a group that does trail running somewhere. And once you've gone to a group or a trail, again, just I would suggest, you know, trying to get a pair of good quality trail shoes. You don't need all the other stuff in the beginning, but a good pair of trail shoes is a great idea, because it does make a massive difference and it's really going to benefit you. And then enter a race. That's the first step. You know, trail races are different. It's not really about time. It's just about finishing and getting there. And I mean, it's not, obviously the top guys are competitive, but you know, it's all about having a good time and having fun. And their trail races just about every single weekend. In Durban, or if you're in KZN, KZN Trail Running is a good place to check out the races, or you can chat to us at Lungile Health or I Love Running, because we can also put you onto some good races. And then SA Trail Running is also a good site, because that's got all the races. Yeah, so just pick your area and then enter a race, because all the races, or most of the races nowadays, have a shorter version and a longer version. So pick a race, start trail running, try it out, and let us know how it goes, because the more people that do trail running, we love it, and we just want to get other people to trail run as well.